Quick check of the weather's wake. Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency as southeastern Louisiana residents pick up the pieces after that flurry of powerful tornadoes ripped through New Orleans yesterday. We'll post a video shot by NASA employees at New Orleans' Michoud manufacturing plant of a tornado rolling across the horizon, five employees injured. The storm flipped cars, destroyed homes, left thousands without power, injured at least 40 people across seven Louisiana parishes. Amazing no one was killed. For more, let's bring in the Weather Channel's Maria La Rosa. Maria, we don't think of tornadoes in New Orleans. What happened here?
Well, we don't think of tornadoes typically in February either, but we actually have a little bump in, on average, every year around February when it comes to severe weather. So while it seems unusual, when you look at February any given year, there's always that chance, especially along the Gulf Coast. And for New Orleans, all the ingredients were there. We had the warmth, the moisture, the wind shear, powerful low up to the north that was helping to trigger all of that. What made it somewhat unusual was the time of day. This was pretty early in the day, not in the warmth of an afternoon or evening. So in that regard, this was a little bit unusual.
Well, look, here in the Boston area, people had a surprise this morning. There was a freezing rain at about 5 a.m. People stepped out their doors and fell. I mean, people fell. We have a colleague who broke her arm. The emergency rooms are filled with people who just fell. We're going to be 60 degrees this afternoon and then a foot of snow tomorrow. It's crazy. But what about this atmospheric river that's brought rain to the West Coast, Northern California?
Well, what's pretty amazing is the storm that'll be underway in cities like Boston has that connection to the Pacific and all of the onslaught of storms that they've seen recently. It has its origins back there. But yes, it's going to continue. The pattern's not changing. And unfortunately, we have at least another 2 days or so where cities like San Francisco will continue to see heavy rainfall. All the rivers in the region are full, if not flooding already. So there's nothing to cut it short just yet. They will see a very much needed and deserved break come the weekend, where pretty much the entire West Coast gets a chance to dry out, not just one day, but for 2 days and really take a breather from all of this.
Okay, look forward to that. Maria La Rosa, meteorologist with the Weather Channel. Maria, thanks so much.
No problem.